T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:16 now. The weather is getting ready to turn ugly and rain some more. But then by noon or 1 o'clock, they're saying it'll all be cleared out. Temperature has already reached its high for today, down to 57 degrees. I haven't been outside, but that's what it's saying. And we're talking about the governor's race. Do you already know who you are voting for in the governor's race? That is our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. And as it stands now, 78% are saying yes. Our friend Ed Shervinak, a local political analyst who is Edgewater Research, you with private practice at Edgewater Research. Is that right, Ed?
That's correct.
Okay. And a friend of ours from, he used to be with UNO, my alma mater. Anyway, good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, sir. So when it comes to our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, and it's highly unscientific, but when 22% are saying no, do things like the debate last night make anybody that's undecided flip one way or the other? And did you see the debate and your thoughts on that?
I did see the debate. It was a fiery, contentious debate, certainly. A lot of sharp elbows being thrown by both of the candidates. Parts of it were unintelligible because they were talking over each other. I don't know if the debate changed anyone's mind. If anything, it may have just turned some people off to even showing up mm-hmm. to vote. But at this point, I mean, if you're undecided, you're probably not paying a whole lot of attention to the campaign anyway. And so, there's a question of whether they're even going to vote or not.
How important will turnout be to either candidate?
Turnout is critical. The polls show a very close and competitive race. And so the campaign that has the best get out the vote machine in place for early voting and for election, they're going to be the victor. So it's everything. It all comes down to the ground game.
So it doesn't favor one candidate more than the other. It's so close. Both of them have to get their voters out. Is that right?
That's correct. Whoever does a better job of mobilizing their folks should win.
When it comes to some of the things that were said last night, and I'm talking about technique here, okay? Not who's got the better plan or the worst plan or anything, but in terms of technique, Eddie Rasponi seemed to stick pretty much to the talking points from his commercials. And do you understand what I'm asking you, Ed? From every, it seemed like it was a repetitive thing. The governor, not so much. Does he gain anything, does Eddie Rasponi, by reinforcing that message over and over?
That's one of the things he's trying to do is reinforce these themes. He's run this thematic campaign. He did so in the primary, and he's continuing to do so in the general election. And so just repeating these themes over and over to kind of get them to stick in people's minds. Many times when it comes to communication, that's what you have to do. You have to repeat messages over and over and over for it finally to sink in. And so he's just kind of following his plan of just repeating these themes and trying to, nationalize the election, drive this wedge among Democrats so that they won't vote for John Bel Edwards.
Right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Ed, one question I want to ask you is maybe not even looking at this particular election, but can you go wrong in politics offering simple solutions to complex problems? Because I think sometimes that's what people want to hear, whether there's any basis to it or not. And again, not talking about this race, but races in general. Ed Shervinak's our guest, local political analyst. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them to 870-870, 820, traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Don't forget the Players Show tonight with Christian Garrick And he's got a great guest. You can hang out with Christian at Hooters on Vets and Metairie. Sports Talk 4 till 8, the American Bank and Trust Players Show. Will Clapp is going to be there. And I'll bet you they're going to draw a crowd like you wouldn't believe, because Will Clapp, of course, played high school football at Brother Martin, and he played at LSU, and I'll bet a lot of his teammates will be there. We're talking about the debate, the election for governor, with Ed Shervinak, our friend, local political analyst. So, Ed, before the break, I posed this to you, and I really want to leave the governor's race out of it, just in general, okay? I don't care if it's sheriff, dog catcher, governor, president, what have you, senator, congressman. Can you go wrong as a candidate giving simple solutions to complex problems?
Well, that's typically, you know, the way it works, that, you know, most people don't pay a great deal of attention to politics. They're not necessarily well-versed in the nuances and details of policy. And so most campaigns like to kind of hit on a theme or a phrase, or, you know, and kind of get that to stick in people's minds. So, that's typically what you do see in most political campaigns. Make America Great Again is a great example of a theme that the president was successful in using.
I think NOLA.com a while back, I think it was when the House was in session, it could have been 2 years ago, but they had, I don't know if you remember this or not, it was a graphic, it was like a sliding scale. It's like, all right, well, you want to cut the budget by this, this is what you're going to have to give up. If you want to fund this, well, then you're going to have to raise taxes by this much. And if you get into that kind of detail, I don't think the public likes it. I don't think they want to know, right? They don't want to know how the sausage is made. And what I took away from the debate last night is that Mr. Rasponi is talking in vague generalities about making the sausage, and Governor Edwards ventured a little bit into how the sausage was made. And I just wonder, personally myself, I want to know how you could do these things that you promised, but I just wonder if there's ever been any polling maybe that you conducted that showed that people don't really care about that.
No, we haven't done anything like that. And I noted that as well, that the governor kind of dipped his toe into some policy details. But, you know, he's the governor, so he's got all that.
He has to, right?
Experience, right. He has those facts and he has that experience. And so, yes, he has to. And as the challenger, Mr. Rasponi doesn't necessarily have to. But I think that's one of the things that's frustrated the governor last night, was the fact that he couldn't get any specifics out of Mr. Rasponi.
Tell me about some of the polls you all have conducted, or you've conducted. You've been doing this for a long time, Ed, about the governor's election.
Well, we did a poll of likely voters on Monday night, and we found that the governor had 50.3%. Mr. Rasponi had 46.6%. 3% were undecided. So it's a very close competitive race, and the margin is within the margin of error. So statistically speaking, they're tied at this point.
One thing that amazed me when I got this job, because, you know, Katrina helped me, this is my dream job. I've told the story over and over. But as it relates to politics, the ground game, for people that don't understand that, and you spoke about this before, about it all comes down to the ground game. Election day, what does that mean?
That means the campaigns are contacting their supporters and making sure that they show up at the polls. A good ground game will defeat an air war every time. It's not enough just to, you know, advertise on television and on radio. You need to give people that push to get them to show up at the polls. And so they'll have their people at the polls checking the rolls, making sure their supporters have voted. And if they have not, they will contact them and say, hey, just a reminder, we need your vote. We need you to get out there.
And even a ride to the polls, right? There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Even a ride to the polls. You know, if you need a ride, if you say you can't get to the polls and you ride, we'll be happy to give you one.
If you feed the voters on the bus, is there any irregularity there? Or is that all right?
Well, it happens. Food's always a good incentive, right?
It happens.
No, food's always a good incentive.
Thank you, Ed. I'm going to talk to you again before the election and certainly after. You have a good weekend, all right? Oh, and happy Halloween.
All right. You too, Tommy.
Thank you.
Good day.
You bet. Ed Shervinak, local political analyst. Always interesting. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about kids and safety and candy. Right now, though, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.